This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says Iran launched drone and missile attacks from the Islamic Republic toward Israel, 300 such projectiles, but said it will help with help from the U.S. and partners that shot down 99% of them. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
By Sunday morning, Biden administration officials took a victory lap for the coordinated defense against Iran's barrage. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week, as carried on X.
Israel succeeded in defending itself, and the United States certainly made good our commitment to help them do that.
Video from Iran after the attack shows people celebrating in Tehran, waving both Iranian and Palestinian flags as their country's leadership vows ongoing solidarity with Palestinians amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for maximum restraint after Iran's attack on Israel, as he reminded members of the world body that acts of reprisal involving the use of force are barred under international law.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate.
Iran launched the attack over a suspected Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed top Revolutionary Guard commanders and followed months of clashes between Israel and Iran's regional allies triggered by the war in Gaza. Sudan has been torn by war for a year now, torn by fighting between the military and the notorious paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The conflict has been overshadowed by the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza Strip, but relief workers warn Sudan is hurting towards a calamity of starvation with potential mass death in the coming months.